Sarah Megabow slides her petite frame onto an exam room table in a well-lit but cramped doctor's office.
Are you feeling the baby move?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good.
She's uncomfortable, at 8 months, visibly pregnant.
This is the painless part.
The grip of a blood pressure cuff is painless compared to what Sarah has endured just to get here. A daily regimen of hormonal injections and a surgical procedure to implant 2 fertilized eggs into her uterus.
120 over 70.
So far, everything's going according to plan.
All right, well, do you guys have questions today?
That's obstetrician Dr. Tracy Jones. She's directing that question not only to Sarah, but to the baby's parents, Mindy and Forrest Kelly.
Can you tell if he's turned upside down yet?
I can try to feel, yeah.
In the medical field, Sarah's what's known as a gestational carrier, but she's a rare exception in this extremely uncommon circumstance. Unlike many women who become carriers, Sarah's not getting paid, and she's not a blood relative of the parents. She's simply a friend.
I feel like this baby has been waiting for Mindy and Forrest, and he just needed an oven. You know, so I'm not necessarily giving anything. I'm like babysitting for 9 months.
Can I nuke this for like 10 seconds?
I thought you meant the Coke.
At the home of Sarah and Mark Megabow, the two couples share pizza and some laughs. But 4 years ago, these lighthearted moments were harder to come by. That's because doctors had re-diagnosed Mindy with stage 3B breast cancer, and the mastectomy that she needed would make her sterile.
And I had no children, and of course, worse, and I wanted them.
Mindy's doctor sent her to a fertility specialist who harvested, fertilized, and froze her eggs for the day that she could carry a baby. But last July, she found out that would not be possible because pregnancy would reintroduce hormones that could trigger her cancer.
And as my doctor said, it would be very bad, life-threatening. And I was devastated and spent my day crying. And then,
you know, I remember that day. It seemed like a really long day.
A day that got even longer for Forrest Kelly when he showed up for an evening rehearsal with the all-male vocal rock band Face, which includes his longtime friend, Mark Megabow.
He couldn't stay very long because I needed him to come home. And he told the guys what was going on, and Sarah was there.
Driving home, Sarah told Mark that she wanted to carry Mindy's baby.
It was just, you really want to do that? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
And then the next morning, probably 10 o'clock, Sarah called and said that she would do it. I want a girl with
the right allocations. Mindy and I aren't sisters necessarily, but we're very, very close. And so it's been a pretty natural extension of our relationship to share this sort of intimacy. I want a girl with a short skirt and
a long. As well as the husbands harmonize on stage, pulling 4 people into this offstage act has been a bit more complicated. The couples had to go shopping for health and life insurance plans. The fertility clinic required all of them to go through psychological screening and testing for sexually transmitted diseases. And then there was the 40-page legal contract.
It says that Sarah, that she won't do things while she's pregnant, like she won't drink or smoke or do drugs. That she will take care of the baby, go to the doctor regularly, and take prenatal vitamins.
Sarah sums it up this way.
It was a really, really long contract that basically said it, when the baby comes out, I'm giving it up.
Now that she's almost ready to give birth, it's a question a lot of people are asking. Is she ready to give up the baby when it's time?
That has never really been a sticking point for me. I mean, of course I'm prepared for postpartum depression, but I'm also going to be a part of their lives for a long time. So I'll see him be raised in a healthy and wonderful home, and that's okay with me.
One of the final papers to be signed by the couples is the birthing agreement. Mindy, Forrest, Mark, and Sarah recently crowded around the Megabow's kitchen table to review the document. Sarah's due on October 29th, and Mindy says they're expecting the delivery room staff to be a little thrown off by 4 parents and multiple sets of grandparents.
They'll know exactly who's allowed in the room and what happens with the baby as soon as it's born, that Forrest and I are the parents. We're immediately responsible for him when he's born.
They'll like cut that. The umbilical cord and be handed the baby first.
All right, well, Sarah's at the top here. Shall you sign?
Forrest hands the pen to Sarah. Then they all take turns.
Does this mean we're like the 4 of us are common law married now or something?
Hasn't that already been the case?
It may not be marriage, but it's a bond that all agree will be there for life. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.